one part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change.
So much. That's nice. The throngs have come out for us tonight.
Sure.
We're packed in the studio here.
Yeah.
You gotta let it play with the imagination there.
The throngs in your mind.
On the radio side, nobody knows.
I hear this applause quite often in my own mind. No, I do.
That's why you didn't look shocked when you heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just rolling with the whole thing.
Anyway, it's Saturday night. It's hour two. It's Baldwin. That's him right
hey,
there.
Hey, how are you?
That's him. See?
Good to see you.
That's him right there. And I'm McCullough, and we're glad you're with us. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. I officially broke up the Backward Hat Brigade. I didn't mean to do that. I turned it around, and I can do this now.
Traitor.
Yep. Going back to the Backward Hat.
Traitor.
Sorry about that. Actually, this is my Black Knight hat.
That's an awesome hat.
Black Knights are? You have one of
those. I have one of those.
Yeah. You know the guy who gave us this?
Sure.
The brother-in-law? Brother
sure.
of the bride?
Sure.
He is coming to the East Coast. He got accepted after Top Gun. You know, he kicked everyone's tail in Top Gun. Had the highest score of any NFL to come
know,
out of Top
I
Gun.
I know.
Then he gets married to the love of his life this last spring. And now he's going to test pilot school.
I know, man.
He's going to be flying things that we're not going to even know what they are.
He's the real deal.
Now, see, we have two engineers on staff, Mark and his lovely bride. Yes, they're both engineers.
Yeah.
And they're both here. And all you say is test pilot school, and drool starts running out of the sides of their mouth, like all over their shirt. Like they so badly want to go play with the toys that...
Sure.
Because we're not going to be allowed to know what he's using.
Oh, I know.
For like 20 years.
Yeah.
It'll be like top secret. And then when it's no longer top secret, it won't even be used anymore.
It's funny you say this.
Yeah. Is it?
Because there's stuff he's going to be doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and because of... Our military's scientific knowledge.
Uh-huh.
There's like stuff that the military has that we don't even know about.
Right.
Right. So in science, in America, it's kind of the same thing. There's research being done.
Yes.
Stuff that's probably being tested that we'll never know about. It's creepy super Area 51 secret stuff.
Yeah, that's
you
what's
know,
going on everywhere.
Who knows? They're trying to clone people and, you know, weird stuff.
That's why I saw two of you last week, not in the same spot.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, you were saying.
Just a Stevie B Jedi mind trick.
So where are we going with that?
Where I'm going with that is, it gets back to my very question to our listeners tonight. Because we are the most intelligent species on the planet, is it our responsibility as we search and investigate and explore the universe and our world and gender, is it our responsibility to, if we think and feel we come into the knowledge of how to change what is right in nature, should we do that?
888-340-3373. It's an interesting question, and it's not irrelevant to today's world. California, as a state, this last school year, passed a law in the state that said on any given day, whatever gender the student feels that they are,
right,
you can show up. You can use the bathroom of your choice. You can use the locker room of your choice.
Right.
They had a kid that played freshman baseball last year.
Yeah.
They went out for the sophomore girls softball team.
Uh huh.
Surprising shocker here. He made the starting lineup. He went from playing fast.
What are you saying?
Fast pitch hardball. On freshman baseball, and then he squeaked by, got a starting spot on the girls softball team the next year.
Hmm.
He hasn't even had a surgery. He doesn't even dress like a girl. He just wanted to go out for the team, but he said, I feel like a girl. So Like, he might wear some mascara or something, as far as I know. But there's nothing notable about him wanting to be a girl, right, other than he felt like he was, and so he's going to play girl softball.
Right. Our number is 888-340-3373.
Should gender be so fluid? Or should it be assigned, like sex, to the actual biological determination? You're a boy, you're a boy. You're
DNA.
A girl, you're a girl.
DNA.
Yeah. And see,
when
this debate started, the interesting thing, but we didn't know DNA at the time.
But right now, because of your DNA, you can get judged for a crime 20 years later.
Or released from one.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing about this. 40 years ago, when this debate really started, like it was in its infancy, they figured out how to cut off body parts and add them to other people and so forth. When they figured out how to do all that, we didn't have the genome project completed. So we didn't have the DNA chain. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Engineer Mark, but we didn't have that scientific code in place so that we could unlock the meaning of the identity of everything. Mm-hmm. Now that we do, we know a few things. When who's the kid of Sonny Bono? Chaz.
Right.
And it became Chastity.
Right.
Chastity gets hit by a bus tomorrow and dies. The autopsy cuts her open. She will be male forever and ever and ever. Her DNA never changes. You can flood the zone with hormones. You can change body parts. You can do whatever you want to do. I mean, I'm sorry, she'll be female. Whatever she was born as, that's what she'll be. Right. It will never change for eternity.
Right. Now, here's another fascinating dynamic posed by young Gina here in the TED Talk. Her mother informed her several years ago, when she decided to come to America, that if you had had a sex change outside of America, you could come here and, in seeking your citizenship, change your name and your gender,
mm-hmm,
according to your legal U.S. identification. Isn't that fascinating?
I don't know. It's just a piece of paper.
But it's,
what does it mean? I don't know.
It doesn't change what question I have. The question I'm saying is Gina is saying that just because your DNA says you're a male or a female, that doesn't mean that's who you are.
That's the modern understanding of gender, yes. Let's take some calls. Let's go to line one. Gino's holding on from the Bronx, AM 970, our huge flagship here in the New York tri-state area. Hey, Gino, welcome.
You know, you two are really disappointing me. I really thought that the two of you were total package conservatives like I am. By the mere fact that you're discussing this imbecility shows how much the American left, or as I call them, the American Bolsheviks, have destroyed our country, our culture, our heritage. We must rise up, all of us conservatives, this Friday, July 4th, we must declare our independence from these mongrels that are telling us that we can't even be the gender that we were born with, that we have to give 30 million illegal aliens amnesty, that we should allow for America to be unarmed, for our soldiers not to carry guns on military bases. For God's sakes, what the hell is wrong with you people? Wake up! July 4th, come with me. I'll be at 26 Federal Plaza. You can't miss me, because I want to have at least a couple of dozen people, and I'm hoping for a couple of thousand people to join me on that day, and you guys can settle on going to Washington, D.C., and every major city, town, and hamlet in America. We must take back America. Fiscal conservatives, social conservatives, and most especially religious conservatives. You cannot tolerate this nonsense anymore.
Well, and Gino,
these Bolsheviks now before they destroy us all.
And Gino,
otherwise, our grandchildren
will
spit on our graves.
Hello.
Have I made myself clear?
Hello.
Yes, Gino. Thanks, Gino.
Hold on, Gino. I'm not dismissing you yet. By the way, you called it imbecilic. And I agree with you. The fact that this has to be decided in today's culture is truly that, because God determined it at creation of the human being. But here's the problem, Gino. Here's the problem, and you know the problem because you've identified it. This last week, A man who simply said 5 years ago, I want to give $1,000 to a campaign that supports the idea of what marriage has always been understood to be, got eliminated from one of the biggest high-tech tech jobs in Silicon Valley simply for making a donation. He never made a public speech. He never did anything else. This idea of gender identity and sexual choice and the ability to do whatever the rats behind you want to do with whoever you want to do it, this is now the overriding, overarching worldview and motivation of what is driving the popular culture and in the current day, the administration's view towards the world in terms of how it approaches our military and everything else. So I agree with you. It's imbecilic, but it is not irrelevant from the standpoint that it's infiltrating everything that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Are you finished, Nancy boy? Because now I'm going to set you straight.
Hold on, stay. We're going to do a break. Wait, hold on.
Got to take a break.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
Yeah, Nancy boy.
No, you didn't call me a Nancy boy.
Yeah, Nancy boy.
Called Kevin McCullough.
Gino wouldn't really call me Nancy boy face to face.
You don't think?
I don't think.
I don't know.
He's a good guy.
All right.
I like Gino. He's just mad we're talking about this, and it is a little unusual, but it does address the underlying issue. This administration, this culture, the entertainment industry, the academic arena, they're all onto this.
Mm-hmm.
Identifying everything other than what God called it is the most important thing that those areas of influence are using right now. And all you have to do is look at this from the standpoint of what happened to the CEO at Mozilla.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Ike, who got basically tossed because he said, I believe genders are what they're supposed to be. A man and a woman, mom and dad, that's the best thing for kids. I gave a contribution to that cause 5-6 years ago, and he gets tossed on his can.
Right.
This is the underlying worldview of everything that we are dealing with today, and so I don't find it completely irrelevant.
For the record,
yes,
I just want to say,
yes,
there are some folks who maybe listening to the program within the media that are going to take this out of context, blah, blah, blah. They're going to say, oh, did you hear what Stephen and Kevin said?
I don't know. What did we say?
They said that you don't have the right to this or that, and what this means really doesn't mean this or that. It means something else, and who are they to judge, and they can't tell anybody what to think.
Why do you care about what they say?
Well, because I like to say...
The media can go jump in the Hudson for all I care.
I like to say that it's my opinion...
Right, which you said...
Everybody should have the right and the freedom to do whatever they think.
Don't make me pay
they
for
need
it.
To do.
Don't make me pay
I
for it.
I agree with you. But well, I
you
don't
wanna,
think...
You want to move to Finland and chop off body parts and resew them on elsewhere. That's your business.
Right.
You're still what you were born as, and I shouldn't have to pay for it.
That's my point. My point is, Gina Rosero, in my opinion, doesn't have the right to say gender...
is fluid.
Doesn't mean what it means. Gender means that whatever you're born, whatever in your DNA God gave you...
Well, that's technically what sex means.
Okay.
See, this is what I was telling you. The lovely bride was informing me a few weeks ago that there's... Culturally, there's two concepts.
She was educating you again?
She was. Sex is male-female. It's the biology. Gender is a perceived thing. It's all about what I feel now. Now, I'm not sure that it always started out that way. And it's certainly going to be great when we're teaching the next generation of kids to try to understand who they are. Well, you can be a girl if you want to on Wednesdays, but you have to be a boy back on Thursdays again.
Okay.
888-340-3373. Let's see what folks have to say. Let's go to line two. Esperanza calling from Grand Prairie, Texas, watching Channel 47. Esperanza, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I wanted to tell you that we don't have the right. Only God has that right. I do want to make a comment. I used to want to be a man, a boy, and I was one out of 13, and I was the third girl.
Hmm.
And I was born from above, April the 3rd of 80, and Yeshua, better known as Jesus, delivered me from that spirit. And for the first time in my life, I enjoyed being a woman. And I was made a woman. My parents wanted a girl at that, a boy at that time. And that's, I believe that it was a spiritual thing that got on me. And so that's how I take it. And then there's other reasons why, you know, there's a lot of molestation, and when you're little and you get molested, you sometimes you turn against that sex and you want to be something else. But no, God didn't make any mistakes. And so if you are a boy, a male, then you're a male, and that's a nice thing to be. And if you're a woman, that's a beautiful thing to be. And so I just wanted to make this call, and I thank you for having these kinds of programs.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
What's your name?
Esperanza.
Esperanza.
Yeah, that was Wonderful. Thank you for calling.
It means hope.
I was about to ask you. That means hope in Spanish. Is that correct?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, you're a good person to be named that, Esperanza. So thanks again. Call back anytime.
Thank you so much. And I'm so glad you mentioned about going to Israel. I've been blessed to go to Israel 3 times, and that's going to be my home forever one of these days.
Cool.
And I just love Israel. It's like I belong there.
Well, come with us in October. We're taking a trip. You should come with us. It'd be a blast.
Well, I'll tell you what, anything is possible for the Lord, so I might.
There you go.
I don't know.
Here's the website for it.
Thank you so much.
Here's the website for it.
I appreciate the good work you guys are doing.
Thank you so much. Here's the website for it. If anybody else wants to come, too, kmcisrael.com, kmcisrael.com. We leave October 18th. We get back the 28th, I think. It's a 10-day trip. We're going to see everything you want to see in the Holy Land. And I was there last spring. It's going to be awesome. Let's go to line one. Tom in Brooklyn on AM 970, listening to our big flagship. Hey, Tom, welcome.
Hey, what's up?
Not too much. Glad you're here.
My comment is God created us with a specific task in mind, and he created us with the gender most conducive to fulfill that task. Therefore, by us changing that gender, we're just messing around with the task that he sent us in on this world for. And that's not good. That's something's wrong with that. That's not just playing God. That's playing around with our task.
I'm not understanding what you're
saying. He's saying
around
that
with
God
our...
created us for tasks, for purposes,
mm-hmm.
and that the gender
for
we're given...
purpose, correct. Yeah. And he created us with a gender the most conducive to fulfill that purpose.
Well, I agree with you, brother, and I think it's safe to say that if you're born a certain sex, then it's God's intention for you to serve in whatever he would have for you in your life. So you're absolutely correct.
Thanks,
exactly.
Tom.
He created us to serve in the capacity that he created us in.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Amen.
And thanks, Tom. Here's the interesting thing. We're on a lot of news talk stations tonight, not a particularly Christian or religious stations. We're on a few of those. But, friends, you don't have to agree with us. In fact, if you disagree, we'll put you to the front of the line. This discussion about gender fluidity being real, though, that you can perceive yourself to be something other than what your sex says that you are, do you agree with Stephen? Does that put you in the role of playing God for yourself, for the life that you're leading, for the family you may or may not have at some point in some time? And here's, again, just the raw science of the matter is not kind on this. But here's the problem, Stephen. The academics, the politicians, the entertainers, they don't care what science actually proves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care if
right.
your DNA says that you're always a man. You're never going to be anything but a man. You have to be a man. They don't care about that. They live in these weird bubbles that say, well, we can recreate our own universe. We can create our own experience, our own existence if we want to. And because some people have figured out how to, like Dr. Frankenstein, the human body, they think that they're pulling it off. At the end of the day, you're born a male, you're going to die a male. It doesn't matter what body parts you have or what hormones you took in the existence of this life.
I agree.
888-340-3373. More of your phone calls when we continue. Plus, other news of the week that is telling us something about the tolerance that we're experiencing in our country today. And we'll take some calls on that as well before we're done. He's Stephen Baldwin.
Hello.
I'm Calvin McCullough, and we're back in a moment.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal, and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
So glad you're with us. It is Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, and our thoughts and prayers with the residents of Oklahoma today as a series of earthquakes hit them. We had not yet acknowledged that, and I just want to make sure people understand we are concerned and praying and hoping that the survivors there are okay. If anything else is reported before we're done, we, of course, will bring that to you. Kevin McCullough is my name. He's Stephen Baldwin. We're talking about really what is the underlying concept of the modern era, and that is that nothing is as God created it to be. You think about it. God created the family to be what? Man, woman, have children, that's the family, right? Well, culture says no, it's whatever you want it to be. So it can be two women, it can be two men, you can adopt a kid, you can have a kid through artificial means, you can say that you get someone, a third party pregnant, and they carry the kid, and then what? I mean, there's so many different ways now that we define families that you know, they took whatever God created and have now said we can define it any other way that we want to. Same thing with marriage. We've decided that marriage doesn't matter, and there's, you know, we're going to define it the way we want to. Even to the point where Gina Rosero, at the TED Talks, is defining herself as different than the way God made her.
Right.
Do we get to play God that way? That's what Stephen's been asking all night. 888 888- 340-3373. Let's go to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey. Ralph, glad you're with us.
Yes, Mr. Kevin and Mr. Martini's show. Let me say this. This is an example right here of, you know, a person who has a personality disorder, number one. And, you know, I had to give credit for credit this due with regard to coming up with the term personality disorder. That's our lady from Delaware, okay, the former candidate for the U.S. Senate in the vacated seat of Joseph Biden, who has now gone into doing her own radio program. And furthermore, I believe that this is a person, it's kind of like clear to me, that this is a person that is tormented emotionally, trying to, you know, struggle.
But Ralph, what's weird about it is when she steps on stage at TED, she steps out in a couture gown. She's got platform heels. She's got her hair perfectly. She believes she's telling the world that she is all together, that she is all good, that there is not a single ounce of malfunctioning going on within her at all. She honestly believes she didn't find herself until she became what she's now saying she is.
Yeah, well, I can only hope for the best with regard to Gina, and pretty soon this country would be transformed to the point like there would not be a men, women's restroom. It would be unisex. So yes, that, by the way, the popular culture.
That's California. That's already in existence. That's California public schools.
The popular culture has something to do with this, though. Okay, have you guys seen the movie Transamerica?
No. Did you see it?
Okay, you gotta go see that movie. Or get the DVD on that one. Because that explains the whole idea of, you know, how some people in this country are being confused as to what they are, whether they are born a female or a male. And then, you know, you got the song by Beyoncé. I believe you can play it out on YouTube. The first line of the song says, "If I was a boy..." Wow.
I don't know, Ralph, but that's had a lot of people scratching their head. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Erica in Pleasant Grove, Utah. Hi, Erica. Line 2. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Fantastic. The main point I want to make, I am a intergendered or a diverse gendered person, and that's the reality of the intersex condition is real. There are people in this world that are born with ambiguous genitalia or body parts that are not obviously male or female. There are many people who are born with chromosomes that are different. And then there's lots of people who are like this who are being threatened in their life because they're different. And I don't believe that is what a God would want. This is a battle for free agency. It's for human beings to believe as they will and follow the conscience of their hearts. And that is what we must do as beings in the universe that we do not understand.
Erica, first of all, thank you for being brave enough to describe what you've been through. Secondly, the God of the universe knew the situation you were born into long before you were born, and he's not frightened of it, and he doesn't want you to be. Lastly, the more that we find out about DNA, the greater clarity it will actually bring to people like you. Because when you are born in a nebulous state or a chromosome confused state, and it's a very small percentage of people across the country that are, but when you are, there is greater hope. I'll explain more.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent.
go to amtcaudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to amtcaudition.com. That's amtcaudition.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Orion Large Format Theaters.
Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us live from New York every Saturday night. Kevin McCullough is my name. He's Stephen Baldwin. We've been talking about, to the chagrin of some people, we've been talking about this issue of gender fluidity and whether or not it's real or perceived or is it the same as sex? Is it not? The pop culture says it's different now than it used to be, et cetera, et cetera. As best as I understand it, sex is what you biologically are. Gender is what you perceive yourself to be. Erica called a few minutes ago and said, hey, I was born with both or was born in a confused chromosomal state. I'm not exactly sure what he or she were saying, but the point being that there was this question as to, for those that are born with both sets, is there some degree of ability to know? And we were just speaking with someone in the break that that it was just about to tell us. But it's my understanding that that more times than not in those situations, there's a 51% determination in the DNA that is able to be somewhat reliable. And here's the thing about DNA, at least what I understand of it, and that is that what you are born as, you die as. Mm-hmm. You can pump your body with hormones. You can put yourself on mind-altering medication. You can do the cutting off of body parts, the adding of body parts, the inverting of body parts. You can do all those kinds of things. But in the bone marrow of who you are, you will always be what you were born as. And so that's...
In the DNA.
In bone marrow is rich in DNA. That's why I mentioned it. Anyway, let's take
quickly, just in the Merriam-Webster's definition, which I said to you earlier, I said the state of being male or female, and you said that meant...
Well, nowadays, the way they read that...
Not necessarily the DNA, but then what's really funny is you scroll down and it says examples of gender. And it says, please state your name, birth date, and gender,
right,
which would be male or female.
Not necessarily. What was it that there was a news story recently that said you can now answer up to 31 different combinations of gender? You were a male born as, but leaning towards, you're a transsexual in mid process. I mean, literally, it's like the U.S. passport application or something. It's some government form, but you can now put all kinds of things down as your gender, whereas sex is male, female.
Interesting.
Yeah. It is. And this is what this is why we're talking about it. 888-340-3373. Let's go to SiriusXM, Sirius 131. Christopher is calling. Chris, welcome. Glad you're with us. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Yes, hello. Very interesting topic. I'm 50 years old, and I was brought up, you know, in the church from a young age, and I've seen how over the decades, things are just getting worse as far as the love for God and people's interpretations of gender. My wife was telling me that she saw on the internet how somewhere in New Zealand or somewhere how they have something called neutral gender now, where people don't want to be identified as male nor female. They want to be identified as just a person, and they took that to court and they actually won it. And what's concerning me now about, you know, I have nothing against homosexuals or gays. I have friends who are gay. But what's concerning me now, how the government is actually making laws to permit, you know, men to marry men, women to marry women. And but I'm not really surprised, because I know in Revelations it talks about in the last days how people will vex cold against God and men will be lovers of themselves. But it's a little scary just to see the turn of events and, you know, people's interpretations of what they feel, you know, is right. I believe if God made a male and a female, that's what he made. But I just think the world is just turning towards more confusion. I just... your perspective.
No, I hear you, Christopher. Thank you for your call, and thank you for listening there on SiriusXM. No, absolutely. Here's the interesting thing about this. Christopher, you're mentioning the neutered gender option. This is a type of parenting that's being implemented. Parents are now going, well, I don't want to predispose my child to telling them they have to be one thing or the other. So they're literally trying to raise the child from baby till early, you know, toddler into elementaryhood as, well, what do you think you are? What do you feel you are? What do you want to be today? So, you know, Erica wears a dress today and Eric goes to school in overalls tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not gonna presuppose or put upon him or her, you know, a preconceived idea. You talk about, and this is what I talk about on my daily show every day. But you talk about a focus from a group of social scientists that want to literally keep people confused. There are billions of dollars in our culture through entertainment, education, government, academia, even the church sometimes, that are invested to just keep you confused. This entire discussion of sexuality and what I am and what I should be and who I'm allowed to have sex with and what's the purpose of sex, all this is all designed to sow confusion into the mind and life of the average person. Mm-hmm. Why? Because if you can keep people confused, then they never really have to understand the moral issue of what life is. Mm-hmm. As long as we can say, well, this is all just a matter of gray, it's not really black or white, then you can't really take a hard stand on anything. And if you believe that there is a God and that his existence is there for a reason, then everything exists for a purpose and a reason. So you can't just sit there befuddled for the rest of eternity and go, oh, it'll all be okay.
So,
no, the plan is we're supposed to know. We should have clarity on these things.
So facts are no longer facts. And truth is no longer
just
truth.
Just opinions. It's just what you think you are.
Because gender, in an old school kind of meaning, is male or female.
Yeah, it used to mirror whatever your sex was.
Common sense kind of logic, it's male or female.
That's right. It used to mirror exactly what your sex was. Now, it can be one of 31 different options when you fill out your passport application, or whatever that was. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Tony in Queens on AM 970 real quick. Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Oh, man, you guys got a really great show going on here.
All right, Tony, I shouldn't have done this. We went to you just before the break. We got to take this break. Come back, take you first when we're done.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Frida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Get right to Tony in Queens because we're short on time. Tony, what was your thought?
And my thought is that the facts cannot be changed. The fact is the fact. No matter if you try to change it, it still remains the same. And we need to be, people need to be educated on their choices. The choices that you made can actually lead you to rewards or consequences. And the end result of this lifestyle, it actually brings death. You know, it don't prolong or preserve life. It brings death. And that's the society we live in. It's leading to death.
All right, Tony. Well, you got that in well. Well said. Let's go to line three. John is in Twin Falls, Idaho. Hi, John.
Yes, hello.
Glad you're with us. What's your thought? We're short on time.
Well, real quick, what these people are doing is wrong. It's all about self-indulgence. When Jesus walked the earth, he walked with them all. He didn't treat them any different, but he preached to them that it's wrong, and it is now. But I want to say that what these groups are accomplishing is amazing. They're doing it without anybody like yourself. But there's several talk shows out there that are talking about these things, but yet we're not doing anything about it. All these popular talk show hosts, why don't we all get together like the guy from Duck Dynasty? Get these people together and get a movement going and stop these people from changing our laws and making us pay for the things that they want to do.
John,
what you do in your bedroom is your own business.
Yeah, no,
it shouldn't cost us.
You're totally right, John. I appreciate that perspective, and you're right. There are people that have started portions of the movement, but it needs to be more solidified. Line two, Joe in Albany, listening to Sirius XM. Hi, Joe.
Thank you for taking my call. I have to say, this is the bottom line. You can't really put Christian standards on non-Christians. If they don't have Jesus in them, if they're not born again like that, then they're going to be able to do whatever they want. It is a free country. It is their rights to do whatever they want. But the point that I really want to make right now is, it is the spirit of Antichrist that's in the world. We have to know the season that we're in. And I have to say, when I was in second grade, now I'm 57 years old, when I was in second grade, I was taught by nuns. And the nuns said, in our lifetime, we'd see three things to mark the end of the world as
quickly,
we know it.
Quickly.
She said, man would be openly worshiping the devil, which they do with the heavy metal music. They said that it would be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah, which it is with the internet and everything that's going on, and that man would be think he's as smart as God.
Joe, those were wise nuns. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you being here. And that just about wraps it for Stevie B and myself. But the bottom line is, I say what God created, he sustains. Go with his plan, go with his formula. I don't think it'll do you bad.
And I like what the last caller said, which is, if you know the Spirit of God and he's in your life operating as he should, then you'll know the truth.
I just don't know if I agree with him on heavy metal. We'll leave it at that. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week on Baldwin McCullough.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.